Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Wondering Podcast. My name is Mary.
And my name is Kira.
And we're so excited to start this podcast. It is very long overdue, and we've been talking about starting podcasts for, well, I've been talking about starting podcasts for like ever. And I was like, Kira, are you down? She was like, yeah, I'm down.
As
So
always.
basically, that's how it works. But I think we should start by introducing ourselves and saying
Okay.
like who we are. Do you want to go first?
Sure. This is like the hardest question to answer always, but all I can think of is that I like to do stuff in fashion and clothing. This is so bad. Okay, wait, let me rethink about this. You put me on the spot, Mary.
You're so funny.
I like to do costume design. That's one of my favorite things to do, costume design. I work in fashion marketing and I love to act. I love the people in my life. I love my puppies and my dogs. And I just want to create a life of joy. I feel like that summarizes me as a person.
Amen.
And I love Jesus. And I love to make things beautiful.
Oh, and you're so good at it too.
Thanks.
Big slay. I feel like you are definitely one of those people that like radiate joy, just like wherever you are. Like, Kier walks in the room. Maybe that's just because like we're best friends and like
Maybe just because I love you.
Yeah, just because I love you, and I'm like, oh, I immediately like, oh, I'm so joyful, Kira's here. But it's true. I think some people are just like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think I haven't always been like that, but I think I really want to be like that I just prayed about it, and I think God has blessed me. But I also think it does have a lot to do with the fact that I love you, so I'm just always happy to see you. So
Yeah,
get the best side of me for sure.
that's so real. So Kira, well, I'll talk about myself.
Okay, go for it.
Me any day. I'll talk about myself. So yeah, similar to Kira, I'm also an actor. That's actually how we met. We met in acting school. As long as I can remember, I've been Christian. I mean, there's a lot more to the story than that, but like I've just always loved Jesus and I've loved performing. And that's like, that is that. I currently work at a little bakery where I serve coffee. And yeah, that's like hardly the whole picture, but that's just like a little introduction to like who we are on a very surface level. And like, the reason this podcast is called Wondering with Kira and Mary, or whatever it's going to be called, is because I think Kira and I are by nature very curious people. And we're just people that are like, I feel like we kind of have like a gift of being like childlike in the sense that we, I don't know, we're always just like open to what the Lord has in store for us.
We find a lot of joy and like excitement in some of the most mundane things
Yeah, like
just
it's a thing.
because we are together.
It's true. And like I looked
Wait,
up what?
I need to say one thing. One of Mary and I's most iconic memories is us getting chased by a man with nunchucks. And did it? I don't know really how this applies, except for the fact that that is the highlight of our lives. One of the highlight of our lives. And it probably shouldn't be to most people, but to us, it's just the best thing ever.
I can only hope that the Lord blesses us with many more memories like that one. And I
Yeah.
think we should save that story for a rainy day, but just know that
Okay.
like it did happen. We did get chased like at midnight by a guy who had nunchucks. And I did fall and almost die. Well, I didn't almost die, but I almost broke my ribs.
We're gonna save that story for later. Just stay tuned.
Yeah, just know that that did happen and you will know about it eventually.
Little spoiler, little tease.
Yeah. Anyway. What was I saying? Oh yeah, so wondering. So I looked up the word wondering, and I'd love to share the definition of the word with y'all. Well, specifically the word wonder. It's a noun and a verb. It says noun, a feeling of surprise mingled with admiration caused by something beautiful, unexpected, unfamiliar, or inexplicable. And then I feel like that is just like being a Christian. Like we're always admiring God and in awe of like the like what he has made, and like what he's in store for us. And I think that it's a beautiful thing to have the gift of wonder. And then as a verb, it's the desire or being curious to know something, which I think is also part of being a Christian, of just like always desiring to know more about who God is. And I just think like it goes with like anything, like not only like in faith, but just like in life. Like you and I are very curious about acting. You're very curious about fashion. I'm very curious about coffee
Thing.
and dance and TV and like all of these fun things. And I love to wonder about them. And I'm also like always daydreaming about things. So I
Yeah.
just love that word. I
Very
love that
nice
word.
song for 2025 is Daydream.
It's your life that you're making.
Ooh.
Your what's her name? I don't even know who sang that,
I think
but
it's like Lily something.
yeah. Big Sly.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Shout out. Anyway. Yeah, so that's kind of why we're here. That's what we're doing. And it's going to be a learning curve for all of us because Kira and I have never had a podcast before, ever. Not even like on our own. Not together. So we're going to learn a lot. And this episode is brought to you by no one. But hopefully someday people will sponsor us.
This episode is brought to you by 3 hours of sleep.
Yes. So today is January 1st. Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. I know you wanted to talk about the new year. So do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, should we do like reflecting on the
Oh
2024
yeah.
first, or do
Yeah,
you want
let's do it.
to? Okay. I so do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. So I call this my Job year because I feel like I had so many struggles this year. But as the years come to the end, I've really felt like I've seen how God has been faithful through all of it, and also how, like, in the pain and in the suffering and in the confusion, big highlighted bold word confusion of not understanding what's happening or what's going on, God is still faithful. And even when you don't like recognize that he's there, he's always there in like the bad, the good, the in between. So I call this my Job year, but there's so many good things that happened this year too. I got my first like big girl job post graduation, which I love.
Big slay.
And I did a few really fun paid acting jobs. I did my first paid theater job, which
Okay.
was so fun. I
She
love that show.
was so
Shout out
good.
Randall.
Not
Randall, you're the best, Randall. I love you. He was the
to throw
director.
too much, but she was the best part of that show. Our
Oh,
Kira.
thanks.
My Kira. The
Thank
best
you. It
part.
was really fun. I really liked that show and I really liked my character. I played Emmy in Doll's House Part 2. Really fun. And then I did two little short films. Maybe I can talk about those later, but One of them was a little bit, I want to use the word spicy, but that's not the right word.
Scandalocious.
It was like a character I would never play again.
Like it was a stretch.
It was a stretch. Yeah. But it was a fun stretch.
Right.
And I got to go on a fun trip to Florida to see one of my best friends, two of my best friends actually. And I made a lot of small improvements in my life that I wanted to make, like getting up early and focusing on my career and all of those things and getting healthy. I mean, I've kind of always been a healthy person, but just like prioritizing those things. And I bought a car this year. My car also broke this year.
Rip Jerry.
You got the ups and you got the lows.
Jerry.
But yeah, but I also went through some hard things this year too. Just like relationally. And I got really sick twice this year. Like really sick twice this year. Which was crazy because I've always been a really healthy person. But that taught me a lot about what?
You were like dying. You like couldn't like talk at all or breathe or what? Like, I mean, you had
I
those.
think I did die actually.
Bro.
Oh yeah. I got like I still don't know to this day what it was, but I got some sort of throat infection that had me out for 2 weeks. But you want to know something, guys? I still showed up to the first week of my performance for Doll's House, and I did my job.
Crushed it.
Thanks.
The show must go on.
The show must go on. And you know what? God provided. And I still had a lot of fun, even though I was in pain. I still had a lot of fun. And I look back with fondness. I don't even remember being sick. I just remember having fun. So,
I love that.
yeah. But it made me really grateful for health. And it made me really empathetic towards people who have ongoing illnesses. And prayers to everyone who does. Pray for healing and also just strength because that is just really hard. And I only got a couple weeks of it and it was really hard. So, yeah, I think through this whole year, God has taught me a lot about just in the confusion, he's still there, in the unknown, he's still there. And I've also say to one of my friends that this is the year that God like grew my heart 3 times. Like it's like my Grinch year too, where I've always had a huge heart. Like I've always loved people, loved animals and everything. But this year, my heart has gotten so tender to where old people make me cry, puppies make me cry, my friends make me cry. I cried at Mary's performance of Beauty and the Beast because I just was so enamored by her. And just everything makes me cry this year, but I've gotten stronger for sure. Like the beginning of the year, tears every day. No, not every day, but like once a week. Just be out of like joy and sadness and everything, because I just felt so many emotions and so many things and so much love, but also so much empathy for people and suffering, which
I
I
think
needed. I needed to have my heart become more selfless and focused on others for sure. And like this year, definitely. Like I spent most of my days caring for other people than I did for myself. So,
Oh, for sure.
yeah.
Like, it was definitely like for you, like, such a transitional year, too, with like coming from like school, and then like also like in the fall, you were in our show, and then like coming from that into girl bossing and your big girl job,
Yay.
and then like going through all of the things that you had to deal with, like definitely like transitions like can kind of like make or break people. And like I think it's just really beautiful how like I remember you going through all that stuff and like it being really hard to like, because like sometimes like when your friend is like struggling with something, you don't know how to console, or like you don't know the right words to say, but like it's just so beautiful how like you're talking about it now, and like all I hear is just like triumph and like what God has done, like through all of the hard parts, like you being sick twice, like physically so ill, and then you saying like, oh, I don't even like remember that, like when I was in the show, like that's crazy, but like it's so beautiful, you know.
Yeah, it just goes to show that life really does move on. And there is, for every low that you experience, there is great joy coming. And to always remember that even when you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel,
I got chills.
there is the light at the end of the tunnel. But as a reminder, that light is the brightest when you're looking at Jesus, and that the joy that he has and the peace that he has is.
And like his promise for us, that like his plan and what he has for us is just greater than like anything that we could ever come up with ever.
For I know the plans that I have for you, prosper. And not to fail.
Yeah, et
Cheers
cetera.
version.
Just like paraphrasing here.
Okay. I think I talked about my ear.
You did, and I loved it. I could listen to you forever. Kira and
There's
I,
more, but we'll break it down.
yeah, we'll get into it. Kira and I send voice notes to each other like every day, and
They're my favorite.
they're like, you know, we send, because right now, sorry, I should also explain this. We're also like long distance besties right now because I just finished school, which I'll get into in my year recap. But I just finished school and moved home from California, and I live in New York. So right now we're long distance besties, but also I'm coming to visit in like this.
And we're go Oh my gosh, you're literally gonna be here in 29 days, Mary.
I'm so
That's
excited. So
insane.
we haven't seen each other in a couple months. So every day we've been sending each other voice notes, and it is literally kept me going. I love hearing from Kira, and I love, we always call it like each other, like mini podcasts, because we send each other like 10-minute voice notes. I'm like, at this point, we need to start a podcast. That's actually kind of how it started.
They're so fulfilling, though.
Oh, I know. I know. Like, I'll be like going about my life, and Kira will say something that I'm literally like, I need affirmation for, or like, and it's just like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know I needed that, you know? But yeah, this year has been my, sorry, 2024 was my favorite year of my life so far. And it's kind of crazy because, like, I don't know, like, just like so much happened. And yeah, I mean, Kira graduated the year before me. So it was weird not having her in school. But like, she helped with, like, we did my senior project, which was a short film that I was creative producer for and acted in. And I think that whole process for that project, actually, yeah, that whole process for that project was like just full of like highs and lows and just like learning so much about acting, so much about myself. I think that acting is such a give and take of just like you pouring into the role and you like learning so much about yourself. Like, you kind of give what you get. And I learned so much. I mean, like, my word of the year for 2024 was identity. And it's just crazy. I mean, I started the year at Seek, which is a retreat with focus, and like that's when the Lord revealed to me that that would be my word, identity. And then like going into the year, just like he revealed so much about who I am at that retreat, and then like he continued to reveal it, like even on my senior project, like learning like where my identity comes from. And I think, like, you know, he continued to reveal that, and just through my friendships, through like affirmations I received from my friends and like Then doing, like Kira said, doing Beauty and the Beast and getting cast as Belle was like crazy to me, because I think a lie that I believed for so many years was that the princess roles are not for me. Because growing up, I would always be cast as like wacky characters or whatever, supporting characters, and like I never believed that I could do the princess thing. And then like the Lord revealed to me this year that I'm a princess, like that I can do both in acting and just like that I'm his princess, like his little princess. Yeah, I learned so much about relationships and friendships, and I also graduated and I was asked to like give the senior address, which was crazy and really humbling and helped me to reflect on like my time in school, which is where God transformed me the most. And I like the person I was when I started college is not the person I was when I ended college, and like in like the best way possible. And then yeah, I graduated, came home, and like since graduating, like more like being in that like mourning process of like, okay, things can't be the way they were. How do we move forward, but also appreciate where we've been? And coming home, and I'm very, very far from California. And for 3 years while I was in school, everything I knew was there, which was like amazing. But I just like, I'm kind of learning, that like my identity isn't in that, and my identity isn't only in my friendships that are there. So yeah, like the Lord revealed about my word of the year in all of that. And yeah, right now I mean, like as the year came to an end, I praise God. I received so much peace about just being where I am in the moment and being here in Buffalo. And just striving to, I mean, my goal is to move back out to California, so I'm striving to meet my financial goals so that I can make my way back out there. But yeah, I think like it's crazy just how much I've been formed this year. And like it's crazy because like today's January 1st, and I think at the top of the year you can't imagine like you can't imagine this kind of thing. And we can do as much as we can to like work towards our goals, and like we can take steps towards the directions that we want to move in, but like ultimately God is like the ultimate artist, and he's going to shape our lives in the way that will like help his kingdom the most, as long as we are like we're accepting to his word. So yeah, I just think it's been like such a crazy year and such a beautiful year, and I think it was just like so sweet. Like I just think I had so much joy this year, and I'm just so happy about it. And I was telling Kira, I'm just like so excited for like this year and every moment that we'll have this year,
Me too.
in like working towards our big dreams and just like dreaming together. Like I think like you're one of my favorite people to dream with, because like I think the way our brains work, like I can just see it. Like you explain things in a way that I can like see, and you also like allow me to dream. Like you, whereas like I don't know. I just think like it's really good to have friends that like encourage that. Because for me, I think I stop myself from dreaming. It's just beautiful to have like friends that, or like I feel guilty for dreaming. But I think it's beautiful to have friends that, because like God wants us to have big dreams too, you know?
I think there's a good balance of having big dreams and also be content and palms open, ready for whatever happens. And I think we have a good balance of that with each other. And I think also, I've told you this before, but it's like we have very similar ways of seeing God and hearing God. and the way that he speaks to us and
Mm-hmm.
like our vision for our lives and our goals for our lives. So whenever we talk, it's like we're like, yeah, I agree. And
Yeah.
just like build each other up because we're both like running the same race at like the same pace.
Yeah.
And we're, well, actually, that's not true. I feel like sometimes we're like running and like we pull each other up, but it's always a pull up. It's never a pull down between us. Ever.
That's true.
It's
Yeah.
always like, yeah, we're always pulling each other forward, which I think, which I know is such a beautiful thing to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I 100% agree. Yeah, I think yeah, the God is just yeah, really blessed me by you, by putting you in my life. And even with this podcast, I'm just this is another example of us deciding kind of what I was saying earlier about dreaming big, but then also holding our palms out for whatever God puts at. This is like us like it's crazy that both of us were like, yeah, let's do it. And also whatever God wants this to be, it will be, you know? Even if it doesn't work out, it'll be what it is, and it'll be beautiful, even if we just learn a lot and it doesn't ever turn into anything, which I hope it does, because I think I don't know. I also think, okay, the other day I sent you a voice note and I was in the gym and you couldn't hear anything.
I was so mad I couldn't hear that because I bet you it was like the best voice note ever.
I know. But what I was saying was I think that every human heart has the potential to do amazing things, but I think it is super amazing that you and I are both A, really in sync with each other, but B, super submissive and okay, we're not perfect by any means, but we say we've said yes to the call of being an artist, and we say we strive to say yes to God. Do we always succeed? No, we're not perfect, and we all struggle with different things, but I think God won't just do nothing with our yes. Our yes to God, he can do so much more with our yeses than our noes. And so I think our yes to being artists, our yes to whatever the podcast, our yes to being followers of God, he can do so much with that, versus if we were just lukewarm or half or just not really. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like we're both very passionate people that have so much to offer. I don't think God designed us that way perfectly. He wouldn't just I don't know, do nothing with that.
Can I say something real quick about
Yeah.
you?
Okay.
So I remember like when we first became friends, we wouldn't really talk about God that much. I don't think we did. I think this was kind of before you really got involved with your household and really, like, I mean, I think there was a big transformation. Would you say that?
Yeah, 100%.
And I remember thinking, like, always being like, oh, there's like this one part of like our friendship that was like kind of missing. Or like I wanted to talk more about Jesus, but like we never really were like on the like we weren't really we didn't we just didn't it didn't it wasn't brought up in the earlier stages. But like now, just to see how much God has done in your life and in my life and like changed us and brought us to this spot where it's like pretty much everything we talk about revolves around what God's doing in our life, what he's trying to do in our life, and how best we can be the best people that we can be. And it's just, it's all centered around, like, even when we talk about our biggest dreams, which Mary and I, our biggest dreams, one of our biggest dreams is to both be actresses and to be in films and theater stuff. And whenever we talk about it, it revolves around we want to glorify God with it. And I think that just kind of sums us up as people and as what we're going into 2025 with. What's your word for the year? Do you have one yet?
I don't know. I don't yet, but I don't know. I kind of like wonder.
Wonder.
The more I'm like looking at it, I'm like, wait, that's like really beautiful. But I don't know. It might be a word of the year. And maybe God wants me to work on another thing, but it could be
Yeah.
wonder. Do you have a word of the year for 2020?
I have two, maybe three now. One of my friends, Gianna, I love her. She had this like, she wrote this blog post, and one of the things that she put in her blog post was, "It's better to be a giver than a receiver, so be a giver." And I want that to be my saying going into this year of like just giving. I mean, I think I left your voice out talking to you about this, but
Hey, not
you
everyone knows.
already know everything. But I just want to be a giver in the sense that I want to give in the hard ways this year because I love giving what I love to give, if that makes sense. Like, I love giving, buying people coffee or just being, or like doing the things that are easy, like, you know, the things that you do that are, I don't know, I'm trying to think of examples, like buying friends coffee or giving money to homeless people, like the easy things, but I want to do the things that like are hard for me to do, like the things that require sacrifice on my end and grow as someone who is a giver, because I just see, like, I notice people who are like older, and the ones that are like so selfless with their time, money, and energy are always the happiest, I've noticed. Because they're not living for themselves, they're living for others. And that's just how I want to live. That and my second word, which this has been a word that's been reoccurring. It wasn't last year's word, which is interesting because I wouldn't necessarily say I had a ton of this as opposed to other years, but it's joy. And because I want to be a joyful person, even more joyful than I already am. And I just want to, as I grow and get older, just become more and more selfless and joyful. Yeah. Okay, we're running out of time. Mary, go.
I did.
Oh yeah, you did go.
I'll
I
have another
just rambled a lot, so I felt.
this first week of the year, and then I'll update you. How much time do we have? Do you know?
4 minutes and 37 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's we'll see, because I have to pray about it. I don't want to pray about it this week. I'm going on retreat, so I'm going to pray about it on retreat. Everyone pray for me, please.
Part two. We'll talk about
Yeah, talk
week
about
five.
it more next week or whenever our next podcast is. I think it should be weekly. We should just do a weekly podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be the best option. But yeah, I'm super excited about this podcast.
Yeah. We need to take a picture before this time ends too.
Okay. You want to take it?
We'll finish it. We'll wrap it up and then we'll do it.
Okay. I'm excited to see where this podcast goes, and I like we've already thought about like so many people we want to have on. And if you're interested in coming on the podcast, let us know. We can
Let
wonder
us know.
other. But yeah, we'll see you guys next week, and
God bless.
God bless.